Hi, this is Dr. John Day, and welcome to the Dr. John Day Show. Our topic today is sense of time urgency and heart attack risk. Before we jump into this exciting topic, the usual three disclaimers. Number one, I only share general information, no medical advice. Listening to this does not create a doctor-patient relationship, and do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything that you hear on this program. Whoa, that was a mouthful. So let's talk about sense of time urgency and heart attack risk. So I've got three questions for you. Do any of these three questions describe you? Number one, I usually feel pressed for time. Number two, I eat too quickly. Number three, I get upset if I have to wait. If any of these three statements describe you, then guess what? Your risk for a heart attack is four times higher, according to a study that I would like to discuss on our program today. And if you would like to read this program and really dive into this study and see just exactly how did this all work, please go to my website, drjohnday.com. It is blog number 53, Sense of Time Urgency and Heart Attack Risk. And there you can find a link to this study that we're now going to discuss. So let's talk now about time urgency and risk of a heart attack and talk about this study. In this study, researchers evaluated 680 people. Of these 680 people, 340 of them had suffered a heart attack and 340 had not. These researchers found that those people who had suffered a heart attack were much more likely to identify with these three statements. And in case you've forgotten what these three statements were that they looked at in the study and asked these patients and linked them to a heart attack, let me repeat those three statements to you. Number one, I usually feel pressed for time. Number two, I eat too quickly. Number three, I get upset if I have to wait. So now the question may come up, well, how do, let's say I do happen to identify with maybe just one of those three statements, or maybe, you know what, I've got a friend who identifies with them, but it's not really me. What is the link? How can identifying with these three statements cause my heart attack risk to go up fourfold? Well, what makes someone who answered yes to these three statements more at risk for a heart attack? I suspect that it's really due to the stress response. People who are experiencing chronic stress have much higher levels of cortisol and adrenaline. While these stress hormones, we're talking about cortisol and adrenaline, can be very beneficial during short periods of stress. The problem is that if the stress never goes away, these same stress hormones can wear out the heart and wear out the body. And that's really the whole issue with stress, and that stress can be a good thing in a very short period of time. It can bring greater focus, greater productivity, increased energy, etc. The trouble is that we don't have ways of diffusing this. So the stress response is never turned off. And that is not how our bodies were designed. Our bodies were designed to deal with short periods of stress, but then to also have periods of rest and relaxation where stress is not an issue. So that's really the key, is to be able to manage stress and also be able to turn it off. So let's move into my three strategies of how to turn a yes, I identify with any of these three statements, into a no, I do not identify with these three statements. And so this is what helps me. Let me share my three quick tips with you and see if maybe it might be of help with you. Number one, to help with statement number one, I usually feel pressed for time. That sense of time urgency, always racing the clock, trying to get everything done. What my approach is, I try to arrive 15 minutes early to every appointment that I go to. Now, those of you who know me or have been with me, I may not always be 15 minutes early, but if my goal is to be there 15 minutes early, generally speaking, I can usually get there before it starts. So I admit I am guilty of racing the clock, and at least in the past, I had a huge sense of time urgency, always racing. And I found that by trying to arrive somewhere 15 minutes earlier, that my stress levels are much lower, and it helps me to be in the moment. This extra 15 minutes, it's a buffer, is really what it is. It allows for unexpected things that may arise. And it's crazy, the things that can arise when we're trying to get somewhere on time. It buffers in extra time if suddenly the traffic is slow, or you're not hitting the lights right, or as you're trying to rush out to go somewhere, your child cannot find where they place their shoes, or your child needs to use the restroom right as you need to go somewhere and you're going to be late. So give yourself that 15-minute buffer so that you can be there on time and not stress out worrying about it. So number one, try to arrive 15 minutes early. Number two, engage in meaningful conversation while eating. And this is really to combat that second statement, I eat too quickly. Once again, if I'm not careful, I can literally inhale my food. Eating fast is not only bad for our heart, but it also leads to overeating. It takes our brain 20 to 30 minutes to register that we're full when we have something to eat. So what do I do to try to get myself to slow down? There are many tricks that different people can do, trying to count out how many chews you make before you swallow your food, using a smaller fork, using a smaller spoon, etc., etc. But for me, I find that what helps me to try to slow down is to engage in meaningful conversation. I tried to engage colleagues while eating at work. I try to avoid eating alone. So that's kind of my mantra, never eat alone. I will find a colleague and engage them in conversation. That helps me to slow down. It creates great social bonds. And I find that it makes my lunch much more rejuvenating. At night, when children are at home, Jane and I really try to engage the kids. And our kids are young, and this can be difficult, and you have to come up with clever questions, or you can't just ask, well, how was your day today? Fine. You have to try to bring out their answers, but by doing this, it can slow down our eating, it can slow down our sense of time urgency, it can help us to keep our portions under control, and to really give us that charge that we need. At the end of the day, we really are social creatures, and by engaging with each other, that's really what life is all about. Number three tip, always bring something to do. And this is to combat the third statement, I get upset if I have to wait. If we always have something with us to do, then if there is an unexpected delay, we won't mind waiting. It amazes me that most of my patients who come to see me in the clinic don't bring something to do. I would like to think this is because they know that, hey, Dr. Day is always running on time. He never makes me wait. But I must confess that this is not always the case. So my recommendation would be is to always bring along a good book, or bring along your iPad or your laptop. You might actually enjoy an extra minute or two to yourself while waiting. And it can be guilt-free pleasures even, because it's a lot better than just sitting there and stewing about, oh, I'm getting upset, I'm having to wait. But to bring something to do, to enjoy that moment, to enjoy that free time. So my question to you is, what things are you doing to help you answer no to these three statements? And once again, those three statements were, I usually feel pressed for time. Number two, I eat too quickly. Number three, I get upset if I have to wait. My three solutions to these were to, number one, always try to arrive 15 minutes early. Number two, engage in meaningful conversation while eating. Never eat alone. And then number three, always bring something to do. I'd love to hear what your solutions are to these and what you thought about this study. Please go on to my website, drjohnday.com. Leave me a comment on blog number 53, Sense of Time Urgency and Heart Attack Risk. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.